From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rescuers in Chile are reaching more of the hardest-hit areas following the earthquake that hit the country. The death toll now stands at just over 700, and Richard Reynolds reports from Santiago that number is certain to rise.
On the road from the airport to Santiago's downtown, the devastation is obvious. Hundreds of homes destroyed and others seriously damaged. Roads are cracked, bridges have collapsed, and power and water are still out to much of the city. Things are much worse to the south, where the earthquake struck. A minor tsunami has wrecked fishing boats and killed at least 8 people on the Juan Fernandez Islands, 350 miles offshore. The roads to Concepcion, Chile's second largest city, 250 miles to the south, near where the earthquake was centered, are badly damaged, and initial reports are that the city has encountered serious damage. Rescue crews are arriving from around Latin America, but some estimates say the damage may total $30 billion. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Santiago.
At least 50 people are dead in Western Europe as a fierce storm with hurricane-force winds has been raking across the continent. Most of the victims were in France, where waves flattened seawalls and flooded homes. Nearly 1 million homes in France are without electricity. The competition at the Winter Olympics is over. NPR's Diana Douglas reports from Canada that Canada won the last gold medal as its men's hockey team defeated the United States 3-2 in overtime.
The streets of Vancouver were all but deserted as the entire city watched the United States slip the puck past Canada's goalie 24 seconds before the third period ended. These old hockey rivals had played a furious game, with Canada opening up a lead of 2-0 by the second period. But the U.S. fought back and forced the Canadians into overtime. 7 minutes in, Canada's four-year-long obsession with this hockey tournament ended in victory. It brings the host country's total number of gold medals up to a record-breaking 14. The United States also broke its medals record. The silver from this game brings the U.S.'s total to 37. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
The White House is calling for an up or down vote on health care legislation, signaling President Obama's intention to move the matter forward under Senate rules that would sidestep GOP stalling tactics. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's what he's expecting, but he says GOP lawmakers will unanimously oppose the bills which were drafted by Democrats.
I think they will pursue the parliamentary device called reconciliation, which in effect, as Senator Byrd, who wrote the budget law, he said it would be an outrage that must be resisted.
McConnell was on CNN's State of the Union today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is confident that once the Senate has acted on the legislation, the House will move forward with what she called a very positive result in final passage. This is NPR News from Washington. Executives with Toyota plan to address consumer concerns in the world's largest automobile market, China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that Toyota's president will travel there this week following his recent testimony before U.S. lawmakers.
A corporate spokesperson said that Akio Toyoda will hold a press conference here on Monday to explain his company's quality problems. While most of Toyota's 8.5 million global recalls were in the U.S., the company announced last month that it would recall more than 75,000 of its RAV4 sport utility vehicles due to defective accelerators. The cars were made at a joint venture plant that Toyota operates with China's first automotive works in the port city of Tianjin. Toyota plans to expand in the China market, where overall vehicle sales increased by 45% last year. Profits from China helped Toyota and other automakers to offset slumping sales in the U.S. and Japanese markets. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Utility crews have been working through the weekend in the northeastern states, but there are still more than 200,000 homes and businesses without electricity there following the winter storm that pounded the region late last week. New Hampshire was the hardest hit state. The governor of New Hampshire, as well as his colleagues from Maine and Massachusetts, visited storm-struck areas today to meet with emergency responders and view storm damage. President Obama owes his Canadian counterpart, Prime Minister Stephen Harper, a case of beer after losing a wager on the Olympics hockey game today. The White House says Mr. Obama bet a case of Yingling beer, a Pennsylvania regional brand. Harper wagered 2 dozen bottles of Molson, which is now actually a subsidiary of Denver-based Coors. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.